Perek Gilmish to Aleph. The focus of the third perek of Maseches Shabbos is the malacha of cooking food on Shabbos. And although on a Torah level, midoraisa, as long as you put food on the fire before Shabbos, and it cooks to a sufficient degree before Shabbos comes in, then you're allowed to leave it on the fire on Shabbos itself in order to keep it warm. However, as we have mentioned a couple of times already, there is a concern that if the food is on the fire, and the fire is dying down, or the food is cooling down, then you might come to stoke the coals in order to increase the fire, and that is something which is forbidden mid Eraisa. And so the focus of the first half of this perek, at least, is when you can put food on top of an oven, or in an oven, or on a stove, different types of stoves, and when you may not. Now the first Mishnah has two very different interpretations given by the Gemara, so we're going to give one of the explanations. Now there are three different types of ovens and cooking places which we're going to see and talk about in the next couple of Mishnayot. And the first of those is Kira, a stove which has place for two pots to be placed on the stove. So it was a sort of rectangular structure, there would be a fire at the bottom, and there'd be space to put two pots on there. Shehesikua bekashu v'gvava, if the oven was fired up with straw, or with gvava, which is the stalks which are left in the ground after the grain has been harvested. So the straw and the stalks are quite small, and as soon as they are set on fire, it doesn't take long for them to go out, since they don't produce coal. And therefore, one is allowed to place a cooked food on top of the stove if it is heated up with these things, since there won't be any coals to stoke. You won't be able to move around the coals in order to increase the fire, since there won't be any coals. However, the gefes, if you fired up the oven using gefes, which is the leftover parts of olives, after olives have been squeezed, so the leftover parts with the eitzim, or if you heat up the oven with wood, so that would produce coal, and therefore lo yitain, you cannot put a dish on top of that stove and leave it there for Shabbos, even if you put it on before Shabbos, because otherwise when the coals start to die down, you might move them about in order to increase the fire. Unless, says the Mishnah, ad sheyigreif, unless you scrape out all of the coals, if you remove the coals, ad sheyitnis or efer, or if you put ashes on top of the coals, and although the coals will still be there, and they will still be hot, by putting ashes on top, that will be a reminder for you not to start moving around the coals, because ashes are usually not placed on top of coals, so if you see that they are, then it will remind you that you cannot move around the coals. Now, Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai say, all of this is only talking about chamin, hot water. In this case, you'd be able to put hot water onto the stove if the coals are removed or covered in ash. Avalo tavshel, but you can never put a cooked food on top of the stove and leave it there for Shabbos. And the reason for this is because Beis Shammai are concerned that even once you do remove the coals or you cover the coals, there will still be some left, which will be hot, and you will perhaps try to start the fire again using those hot coals which are still there. Now when it comes to hot water, we're not concerned that you'll do that, because once the hot water is heated up, that's all you need. So as long as the coals are slightly hot, that's good enough for hot water. But when it comes to food, food often you want to cook for longer, because the taste of it will actually change. And therefore there is more of a concern over there, when it comes to food, that you will move about the coals, and therefore according to Beis Shammai, you can never leave a hot dish of food on a stove for Shabbos. On the other hand, Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel say, Chamin v'tavshel, the Mishnah's laws apply to both hot water and to hot food, because once you remove the coals or cover the coals, we are not concerned that some will be left there for you to start moving about and make a fire again. Now Beis Shammai is going to limit the ruling of the Mishnah again, because Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai say, Neitlin, you're allowed to take away the hot water from the stove on Shabbos if you left it there before Shabbos, but as soon as you've taken it off the stove, avalo machzirin, you are not allowed to put it back on the stove. And this is even if the water is still hot, and therefore putting it back on the stove is not considered cooking it, because it hasn't cooled down yet. Nevertheless, Beis Shammai is concerned that it appears as if he is cooking, because if somebody sees him putting water on a stove, they might assume that the water is cold, in which case it would be considered cooking and forbidden. And therefore, as soon as you've taken it off the stove, you cannot put it back. However, you can put back the hot water, and according to Beis Hillel, the food as well, as long as the coal has been removed or covered. Once you've taken it off the stove, you can put it back. However, this is only if you are still holding on to the pot. If you put down the pot, then it's too late to put it back, because Beis Hillel say as well, that then it looks like you're cooking it for the first time. So only if you've been holding it since you took it off, only then can you put it back, because then it is obvious that it was already heated up and you just took it off the stove. But as soon as you have put it down, you cannot put it back on the stove, since it might look as if you are putting it on for the first time and cooking it.